Welcome to Zichu Chumash Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're going to focus on the Simanim for Parshas Vayakel and Parshas Pekudei. Parshas Vayakel spans four prakim from Perek Lamed Hei to Lamed Ches, and then Parshas Pekudei picks up in Lamed Ches and concludes in Perek Mem. First, we'll get a quick overview of the Parshios, and then we'll learn the Simanim for each. So Parshas Vayakel begins in Perek Lamed Hei with Moshe Rabbeinu gathering Bnei Yisrael. He begins with telling them about Shabbos. It's Shabbat Shabbason for them, and they're not to do any work. Those that do will die. And we're also told, and they're not to burn a fire in their dwellings on Shabbos. He then continues with introducing Hashem's command to build a Mishkan, and that they're to bring donations of all the materials needed, which they then begin to do. So this parak we'll call Heviya Trumos. They're bringing their Trumos. In Perek Lamed Vav, Betzalel and the craftsmen begin their work, and the parak focuses on the making of the arios and the crushing, the curtains and the beams. It's in this parak that people bring so much day after day that they're told finally to stop, they have enough. We'll call this parak the parak of Betzalel and Yak, short for arios and crushing. Arios and crushing. Then in Perek Lamed Zion, we have the fashioning of the Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbach Ketores. So we'll call this parak Lamed Zion, the parak of the Kalim. And then Perek Lamed Ches, they fashion the Mizbach Ha'ola, the outer altar, and the Chatzer, the courtyard. So once again, in Perek Lamed Hei, we have the bringing of the Trumos. In Perek Lamed Vav, we have Betzalel and the craftsmen beginning their work, and we have the fashioning of the Urios and the crushing. Perek Lamed Zayin is the making of the Aron Shulchan Menorah and Mizbach Ketores. And then Perek Lamed Ches, they fashion the Mizbach Ha'ola, the outer altar, and the Chatzer, the outer altar, the Mizbach Ha'ola, and the Chatzer, the courtyard. Then just to keep the flow, we'll go straight into Parshas Pekudei. Parshas Pekudei picks up in the middle of Perek Lamed Ches with the Pekudei HaMishkan, the accounting of all the materials that were donated to the Mishkan. So we'll call this Perek Pekudei HaMishkan. Perek Lamed Ches covers the making of the Big Day Kahuna. And then finally in Perek Mem on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we have the Akamas HaMishkan, the erecting of the Mishkan, done finally by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Anan Yakavu descend and cover the Mishkan with the Kvod Hashem, the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, filling up the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu is not yet able to enter it because of the Anan. The Parshan Sefer Shmos conclude informing us that when the cloud was on the Mishkan, they would not travel. When it ascended, they would begin their next journey. There was a cloud by day and a pillar of fire at night. In front of the eyes of all Beis Yisrael, in all of their journeys, Chazak, Chazak, Venitz Chazek. So Perek Mem is the Akamas HaMishkan. So once again, Parshat Pekudei, Lamed Ches, we're continuing now with the Pekudei HaMishkan. Perek Lamed Ches is the Big Day Kahuna. And Perek Mem is the Akamas of Mishkan. So now we're going to go ahead and learn the Simanim for each Perek. So now let's go back and get the Simanim for each Perek. And we'll begin by going back to Parshat Kisisa to provide the context. So Perek Lamed is the Perek that we call the Maksiz HaShekel, but it deals with the Kiyur, the Shemen HaMishkan, the Ketores. The Simen is a Melamed. The Rebbe then told the children to toss coins in a basin that was filled with oil and spices. The Lamed Aleph, we said it's Betzalel and Shabbos. Lamed Aleph, the Simen is law. We use a judge. A judge gathered a group of great artists and told them to make Kiddush together. And that Kiddush is V'Shem B'nei Israel. Then Perek Lamed Beis is the Perek of the Chet HaEgel. The Simen for Lamed Beis is a lab. When they chose instead to go into a lab and make a golden calf, he smashed his stone gavel. So that's the Chet HaEgel. Then in Perek Lamed Gimel, B'nai Yisrael are told they're an Amkshe Orf, a stiff-necked people, and we have the removal of the ornaments that they received at Har Sinai. The Simen Lamed Gimel is a peg-leg pirate. So he said, the Simen is, he said they behaved like a group of stiff-necked peg-leg pirates, and they were sad. And then Perek Lamed Daled, we have the Luchos Shnios, the second set of Luchos. The Simen Lamed Daled is a ladder. He then, referring to the judge, he then climbed down a 13-rung ladder, referring to the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachmim, glowing. That represents the Karnei Ho, the rays of glory from Moshe Rabbeinu's face, carrying a new set of stone gavels. And that's a remnant of the Luchos Shnios. So once again, he then climbed down a 13-rung ladder, glowing, carrying a new set of stone gavels. So then Parshas Vayakel begins in Perek Lamed Hei, and we said Moshe Rabbeinu gathers people together, told about Shabbos, and then they're told about the Mishkan and the different trumos they can bring, and they start bringing the trumos. So the Simen Lamed Hei is a children's choir singing la, la, la. So a children's choir joyfully sang la, la, la as they brought donations for a school project. Once again, a children's choir joyfully sang la, la, la as they brought donations for a school project. Then in Perek Lamed Vav, we have Betzalel and the craftsmen beginning to make things, and the focus is on the arios and the crushing, the curtains and the beams. The Simen Lamed Vav is a lulav. So the simen is, craftsmen use lulavim to make curtains and beams. So you can imagine these lulavim used to sew these curtains, and then you have these big, thick lulavim being used as beams, as crushing. So craftsmen use loving to make curtains and beams. Then Perek Lamed Zayin, we have the making of the Aron Shulchan Menorah and the Mizbech Ketores. The Simcha Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So laser tag guns were used to make fancy kalim. Laser tag guns were used to make fancy kalim. Then finishing up the Parshim Perek Lamed Ches, we have the making of the Mizbech HaOlah, the outer altar, and the Chatzer, the courtyard. The Simcha Lamed Ches is a Davar Lach, a liquid. We use soup, and we specifically use chicken soup. So the simon is, a bowl of chicken soup was placed on top of a mizbeach in the middle of a chatzer. A bowl of chicken soup was placed on top of a mizbeach in the middle of a chatzer. So that is Parshas Vayakha once again. Very briefly, Lamed Hey, they're bringing all their trumos. The simon is a choir, children's choir saying la la la. A children's choir joyfully saying la 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 as they brought donations for a school project. Lamed Vav, it's Bezalel and the craftsmen, and they're making the Yerios and the Krashim. The Simon is Lulav. Craftsmen use loving to make curtains and beams. And then Perek Lamed Zayin, they're making the Kalim. The Simon is laser tag. Laser tag guns were used to make fancy Kalim. And then Perek Lamed Ches, we're making the Mizbech Ola, the outer altar, and the Chatzer, the courtyard. The Simon is a Devralach soup. We use chicken soup. A bowl of chicken soup was placed on top of Mizbeach in the middle of a Chatzer. So Parshas Pekudei begins in the middle of Perek Lamed Ches. The topic is the Pekudei of Mishkan, the accounting of the materials that went in to the making of the Mishkan. The simon, as we just said, is chicken soup. So as someone carefully counted the number of matzah balls in the soup, once again, as someone carefully counted the number of matzah balls in the soup, so you can imagine just tons of matzah balls there, and they're counting very carefully, making sure everyone is accounted for, then Perek Lamed Ches is the making of the Big De Kahuna. The simon for Lamed Ches is a letter. So as someone carefully counted the number of matzah balls in the soup, a package arrived in the mail that contained special garments. So you can imagine the mailman coming, and he's got this package there, and it's got these beautiful garments in them. And then Perek Mem is the Perek of the Hakamas of Mishkan. The sin for Mem is Mayim. We use a pool, a swimming pool. So the package arrived in the mail that contained special garments to be worn on the first day the community opened their new pool. So once again, to be worn on the first day the community opened their new pool. Chazak, chazak, v'nitz chazik. So we've now concluded Sefer Shmos with all their simanim. So once again, let's review. Parshas Pekudei, Lamed Ches, the Pekudei of Mishkan. As someone carefully counted the number of matzah balls in the soup, Perek Lamed Ches is a Big De Kahuna. The simon is a letter. A package arrived in the mail that contained special garments representing the Big De Kahuna. And then Perek Mem is the Akamas of Mishkan. The simon is Mem, Mayim, pool, to be worn the first day the community opened their new pool. So it's a glorious, happy ending in terms of the simanim. All right, so those are the seven simanim we've now learned for parts of a Yaakov Pekudei. So I know it's a lot. Let me ask you a few questions. Which Perek do they make the kalim, the Aron Shulchan, and the menorah, and the Mizbech Ketores in? That's in Perek? Lamed Zayin, right? They're using laser tag guns to make those kalim. Good. Which Perek do we have? The Pekudei of Mishkan, the accounting of all the materials that went to the Mishkan. That's in Perek? Lamed Ches. Good, right? Someone carefully counting the number of matzah balls in the chicken soup. Good. Which Perek do we have? The bringing of all the trumos to the Mishkan. That's in Perek? Lamed Heg, that's the children's choir, Perek. A children's choir joyfully sang as they brought donations for school projects. They're singing along as they bring all these different types of materials for the school project. Which Perek do we have? The building of the Mizbeach and the Chatzah. That's in Perek? Lamed Ches. Also, because that bowl of chicken soup was initially placed on top of a Mizbeach in the middle of a Chatzah. Good. Which Perek do we have? The Akamas and Mishkan. That's in Perek? Mem, right? To be worn on the first day, the community opened their new pool. Good. Which Perek do we have the making of the Yerios and the Krashim, the curtains and the beams? That's in Perek? Lamed Vav, right? That's because the craftsmen are using Lulavim to make their curtains, and they've got these big, thick Lulavim to be used as Krashim, as beams. Good. Which Perek do we have the making of the Big De Kahuna? That's in Perek? Lamed Ches, the letter Perek, because the package arrived with all these beautiful garments inside the packages. Excellent. So those are the simanim for Vayakha Pekudei. And again, Mazel Tov on completing all the simanim in Sefer Shmos. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.